Here we are. We've made it to another Thursday, and you know exactly what that means. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I am so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're concluding our quick two-week series entitled B, and I thank all of you who joined me for the last 2 weeks. But let's end this series with a bang. So you know what I'm about to say next. You know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't really like that much. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in. Let's get focused. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to celebrate a milestone. We have officially hit 3,500 total plays on the 2-2 Podcast. Thank you guys for all that you are, all that you continue to be to this show. I'm going to continue to give you the best that I got, like I'm Anita Baker. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I will continue to do that. And again, thank you all for all that you are and all that you continue to be. Here's the 35,000 more very soon. Grateful, honored. It's a privilege to do this on a week-to-week basis, 2 days a week. And I pray that my words are impacting lives and imprinting lives as well in a positive manner. And I pray that I continue to be impactful, that I continue to be transparent, that I continue to be informal, and that I continue to just be real with not only myself, but with you guys. That's what I aim to do every week. I treat these episodes as if they were just us talking in a living room, or us talking at lunch, or us talking over a cup of coffee, or if you don't drink coffee, whatever. Or us sitting in the back porch, just chilling, talking about life, talking about, you know, goal setting, talking about, you know, healing from situations. That is my goal with this show, to make it seem like it's not just a show, but it's just people just talking about life in general. Because there's nothing like those real talks, those conversations, things where we're in a circle. We just being authentic with each other. So again, thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be. God bless you guys. To God be the glory for the things He's done. And let's keep rocking, y'all. All right. So, if this is your first time, or your first time in a long time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, I've been doing church announcements way too long, but so that's where I get that. If it's your first time, or it's your first time in a long time, because there was a point when I was in high school where I was doing church announcements during youth service. Yes, that was a lot of fun. But we have been doing a quick 2-week series called B, and it's been an absolute blast to do. It's been so much fun to be able to do a series on becoming, on belonging, on believing. And we kicked it off with the word believe, where we talked about what will you believe, what do you believe about yourself. And we extended it even further by saying that you can't just stop at belief. You cannot stop at belief. You have to put feet to what you pray. You have to put feet to what you believe in. You have to put feet to what you manifest. You can't just write the vision, read the vision, and not run with the vision. It's a three-part thing. You got to write. When we write it, Write the vision and make it clear. Have clarity on the about the vision. Make it clear what you want to accomplish. Make it clear what you want to do. Make it clear what you want to see happen in your life. Make it clear. But in the process of praying and believing, you got to work as well. And you have to be consistent about that each and every day. So we talked about how faith without works is dead. We talked about a dream is not a dream without work is will remain a dream. And then on that Thursday, we talked about becoming all that you have believed and you've prayed for and that you've worked towards. You've gone from belief to becoming. And then on Tuesday, we talked about belonging, to belong. That even in the face of people who doubt us and even in the face of people who have a lot to say about where we are and where we've come from and don't believe that we belong in a certain position, that you have to have a sense of boldness in the face of adversity to say, listen, I belong here. I belong here. I belong in this position. I belong in this place. I belong where I belong, where I am right now. And so today, I just want to bring it all together. We believed and we have become. We have stood in the face of adversity and said, I belong here. But when it all comes down to it, in the midst of all three of those, you don't ever want to lose yourself. You don't ever want to lose who you are. Is this an episode on identity? You got it. Because when it all comes down to it, you just need to be. And remember, write B in parentheses. Be you. Being you in the face of adversity. Don't ever lose yourself in the midst of being in a place that you belong. You have to get to a point in your life where you say, no matter what level I'm at, yes, I have to change my thinking. Yes, I have to change how I talk. I have to change how I walk. I have to change how I view things. But in the midst of that, because we all have to elevate our thinking, our seeing, our speaking. But never lose your identity. And never lose the sense of who you are. And who God has created you to be in the midst of a new level. It's not that I've changed. It's not that I've changed who I am. I'm still the same me. I've just evolved. Some things in my life have evolved. I'm still the same person. I've just not the same person in some levels. And this may sound oxymoronic what I'm saying, but sometimes you have to understand that there are some people that get to a new level and forget who they are. And so I'm challenging somebody right now who's dealing with the pain of an identity crisis where they've had to sacrifice who they are to get to another level. I need you to understand that you need to be you in this season. Not anybody else. Because there are so many people in our lives. There's so many people around us who are trying to be somebody that they're not. They're trying to be the carbon copy of somebody else. They're trying to be an imitation of somebody else. Yes, imitation is the most sincere, the sincerest form of flattery. I understand that. I understand that, we emulate and imitate other people. But even in the midst of grabbing what other people do and grabbing them and capturing their mannerisms and their customs and what they say and their patterns of speech, we have to understand that we have been created uniquely and designed uniquely for a purpose. And though two people's purposes may be the same, the roads to those are unique. God created us to be us, not anybody else. And too many times we get lost within our identity crisis simply because we don't like ourselves. Let me be transparent with you. I've had many a time where I didn't like myself. I love myself, but I didn't love myself. I love myself, but I didn't love myself. What do I mean by that? I said that I love myself, but I love myself on the surface. But internally, I didn't love myself. How many people, show of hands, I haven't said this in a while, but I got to say it. We haven't done a survey on this show. But show of hands, I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, how many people can say the same thing about themselves where they love themselves, but they didn't love themselves? Mm-hmm. Where you said you loved yourself in the mirror. You've said all these positive affirmations about yourself. You said you were beautiful. You said you were this. You said you were strong. You said you were all of this. But at the same time, internally, you didn't think or believe any of that. You loved yourself, but you didn't love yourself. I know the pain of wearing an external smile but having an internal frown. I know the pain of telling myself something, but internally I didn't believe it. I loved myself, but I loved myself. And so what I did was, because I didn't internally love myself, I would go and try to be somebody else I wasn't. Hang around people that I shouldn't. Talk the way I shouldn't have. Did some things that I did some things to impress some people. Said some things to try to impress people who didn't care if I existed. I understand how it feels to have an identity crisis, but I'm trying to tell you that in this season, as you are believing and you are becoming and you are standing boldly in the face of adversity and saying, I belong here, you have to understand that there is a point in your life where you have to internally look at yourself and go, I'm going to be me. I belong here because I worked towards it. I believed, I prayed, I fasted, I did what I needed to do, and I belong here simply because I didn't sacrifice myself. I didn't jump through hoops. I didn't do too much to try to impress people who didn't know I existed. I worked for this. I did the necessary things to get to this. You can't tell me nothing. Talk to me nice. Because all the hell that I put myself through in the past 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever I had to do, the lies that I had to tell, for people to notice me, the things that I had to say for people to notice me. Come on, somebody. Don't act like it's just me. Don't sit here shocked and don't tilt your head like a puppy dog that's confused. Don't do it. Listen, we've all been in a place Well, we've had to try to impress people that didn't know we existed, didn't care if we sank or swam. We've all had periods in our life where we weren't ourselves. There's a lot of periods in our life where we needed a Snickers bar. Why? Because we're not us. And we needed a Snickers bar. I know what y'all are saying. You're not yourself when you're hungry. Yeah, you're not yourself when you're dealing with an identity crisis. And that's cliche. I know that's, I understand that. But some of us needed a proverbial Snickers bar. Because we're not ourselves sometimes. And we have to learn that not everybody can accept. Not everybody's going to accept the real you. Not everybody's going to accept who you are. They will take the time, they will take more time to accept who you portray yourself to be and who you put on a facade to be. They will accept that more or less than here it is. Here we go. Who you authentically are. See, so many times we get caught up and we get bent out of shape because people don't like who we are authentically and who we've worked to get to and all the rock that we've had to chip through and all the walls that we had to tear down to become who we are and all the healing that had to be done and all the breakthroughs that needed to happen and all of the transparency that needed to happen, not just in public, but that private transparency. It's one thing to be publicly transparent with other people, but sometimes you have to be transparent with yourself when it's just you. Sometimes you have to look in the mirror and you have to look within yourself and go, I have been going through this way too long. I've been battling this way too long. And it's having an impact on my identity. See, sometimes we are so we can feign obliviousness to the fact that we have to look within ourselves and be transparent about the things that we have been fighting through. Transparency is more than just a word. Being transparent and being real with yourself involves a little resiliency. It involves a little consistency. And oftentimes we don't. We'll look at the first level of things and go, oh no, I don't want to deal with this. But it takes a little breath. It takes a little strength. It takes a little courage. It takes resiliency. It takes prayer. It takes work. It takes consistency to deal with those ugly things in our lives that we have dealt with. Because if we don't completely deal with those ugly things, if we don't deal with those identity crises that we deal with, that we have in such a great and immense way in our lives, we'll forever be stuck in a loop where we have to be something that we're not to people that don't care. Have you ever been in a place, again, where you've had to sacrifice yourself? Have you ever been in a place where if you showed people the real you and told them about the real you and let them know that you are not who they portray, who they think you are? You're afraid people will leave. You're afraid people will leave you if they find out what you've been through. You're afraid people will leave when they find out that, you know, you're not where you are. You're afraid people will leave if you tell them what you've gone through in life. You'll think people will leave. But I've understood this. The real ones won't leave. They'll understand. They'll help you through it. to hold you accountable to make sure that you're healing. They'll hold you accountable to make sure that you don't lose yourself in the process. They'll hold you accountable to make sure that you are doing the necessary things to know your identity. Know yourself. Because to know yourself is to love yourself. To embrace who you are and embrace what you've healed from is to love yourself. You heard me mention this several times. I have a good friend. Her name is Courtney. She has an organization. It's called UGLY, the UGLY Project. And the word UGLY is an acronym for you gotta love yourself. You've gotta love yourself. And within loving yourself is loving the skin that you're in. Does it have scars sometimes? Absolutely. Are some of those scars still healing? Absolutely. Are some of those scars bigger than others? Absolutely. Are some of those scars more visible than others? Absolutely. Are some of those scars not even scars? They're still bleeding? Absolutely. Are some of those scars still painful? Absolutely. But even in the midst of healing scars and brokenness, there's a point in your life where you got to go, I know I'm broken. I know I'm damaged. I know I'm hurting. I know I'm in pain. But I love me, I love myself enough to go, I'm not going to lose me. I'm not going to lose my identity, even in the midst of a situation that wanted to strip me of who I truly am and strip me of the purpose that I have on my life and strip me of the value that I have. And here it is, your value. And I want to say this, stop putting your value, stop letting people who can't count try to appraise you. There's so many appraisers out here that never have taken the time to look at their own value, but they want to appraise other people's value. Your value is not tied in other people's inability to count. Because they can't count themselves. Why in the heck would you allow somebody to count you? Your destiny is not tied into people leaving or staying. Your value and your identity is not tied into people leaving or staying because you finally found out the real you. You have to get to a point in your life where you say, listen, I'm not playing that game. I played that game way too long. I played that game long enough. Just because you can't count doesn't mean I won't be able to. I love me enough. God loves me enough. God loves me. God knows who I truly am. But I gotta get to a point where I know who I truly am. And I'm not my mistakes. I'm not my faults. I'm not my addictions. I'm not my shortcomings. I'm not my setbacks. I'm not my failures. I'm not. No matter what anybody else has to say about that, I'm not who you think I am. I'm not what you knew me as in the past. I'm not what you thought of me in the past. I'm not. Because there's an evolution. There's a healing process. There's a point in your life where you have to say, I'm going to just be me. So I encourage you in this weekend, going into the weekend, to look internally at yourself. To look at those deep, dark points in your life. to look at those pieces, those times where you didn't personally, you've had an identity crisis. Look at those pieces and periods in your life where you had to do something in order to impress others who didn't care about who you are and would be uncomfortable with who you are authentically. Look at those periods in your life. I think of all the times where I've had to put on an act to let people know, to make sure people notice me, and it wasn't me. It was me operating in a realm, in the realm of an identity crisis. Today's the day that you pull back the blinders, that you pull back the curtain. You come from behind the veil. You break the walls down. And you get out of the realm of an identity crisis. Because in order to be, in order to belong, you got to be you. You got to be real with yourself. So ask yourself the question this weekend. Am I being real with myself? I'm not where I want to be. And am I being real with myself about where I am? Am I being real with myself about the level in which I'm at? Am I being real with myself about where I'm at as far as healing? Am I being real with myself about the scars? Am I being real with myself internally? Does what I say externally, does what I say match what I feel? Does my thinking and my speaking and my action, do all three of these line up? My thinking, my speaking, and my doing, do they all align with one another? What are you doing in this season to make sure that you are being you? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.